This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Richard Benedetto, former longtime White House correspondent for USA Today. He now teaches politics and journalism at the American University here in Washington, as well as at Georgetown University. We want to get his thoughts on President Obama dealing with perhaps the most negative press of his administration as he struggles to deal with the Gulf of Mexico oil spill and also deals with a few other administrative headaches. And Richard, it's always great to have you with us.
Good to be with you, Greg.
Well, this oil spill has certainly been the main issue that has launched a lot of criticism against the president, including from some Democrats, most notably James Carville, who, of course, is a Louisiana native and was very vocal in his criticism of how the president has handled this. Some say he's been too aloof. Some say he hasn't shown the compassion necessary. Well, what do you think's been the main thing lacking, if anything, in how he's handled this over the past 40-plus days?
Well, this White House, the Obama White House, is very good at managing its message when it can control events. When events are not under its control, such as this oil spill, they really are not under its control, it knocks them a bit off stride. And they've been trying to find their stride to get back on track. But so far it's been a problem because the oil spill persists. And as long as it persists, whether it's the White House or whether it's BP or whether it's the lack of technology, people are looking for someone to blame, and in the White House, the buck stops there. And so the president, in a campaign, he can control events for the most part, but in governing, crises come along that are outside your control that you have to respond to, and I think he's having trouble responding.
How much of a catch-22 is he in when it comes to who's in control of this? Because he has insisted over the past several days that the White House is in charge, but in the end, BP is responsible. And of course, BP is coming up with the efforts to try and cut this thing off. But as long as it doesn't work, what kind of a pickle does he find himself in?
Well, it is a catch-22, and part of it results from the president trying to have it both ways. As we saw in his press conference last week, he wanted to convey two messages, the message being, one, I'm in control, and two, BP isn't doing the right job. He doesn't have the technology to do the job, and there was no plan in place. Well, you can't have it both ways. You either are in control, and you say we're working on it, and we're working closely with BP to solve this problem, or you're not. And he's trying to say, well, BP has not done everything that it should have done, and we have. But we haven't still gotten a handle on the problem. It's a tough one for him, and you could tell in his own demeanor that it's bothering him.
Richard, we know from campaigns and just regular politics that a day and certainly a week is an eternity from a political perspective. But you already have some out there saying that the president may not recover from this. This will taint him for the rest of his, certainly this four-year term that he's in right now. Is that going a bit far, or is this the type of story, especially if it goes until August, that could really kind of label this presidency?
Well, we have a tendency to jump to conclusions quite early and always fight the last war. We're looking at Katrina and George W. Bush, and we're trying to draw comparisons between that and BP and President Obama. A lot depends on how this plays out over the summer and whether they can get this capped and things start to clean up, starts to go in an orderly fashion. And I think that still the economy, the overall feeling about the country, the direction of the country, and the traditional issues are still going to prevail here. And there's still a lot of concern about the economy, jobs, overspending in Washington, and those kinds of issues I still think will prevail. Now, maybe down in the regions of the Gulf where they're affected by the BP spill, there will be more effect in the election. But I think overall, we're going to still be looking at the traditional issues.
Richard, when looking at public opinion polls, which are a little bit more important in an even-numbered year since voters will be headed to the polls relatively soon, we know and have known for some time that the public does not like the job Congress is doing at all. And we're also seeing that on some key issues, namely health care and the economy, they're also not real satisfied. But the president's numbers seem to be better, although they're not as good as they were a short time ago. Do you sense that he's in danger of losing some of the approval that he still holds on to, or are his numbers just different than Congress and these specific issues?
There is a correlation between the president's job approval rating and the way the people will vote in an off-term election. If the president's job approval rating in an off year election is pretty good. Well, the losses of his party, the traditional losses of his party, are smaller than they would be if his job approval rating is not so good. In 1982, for example, Ronald Reagan was in the middle of a bad economy, and his job approval rating was down at 39, and he lost a lot of seats in the House and Senate. Then you have Obama, who's still running around 50%. He's pretty flat at 50%. He's dropped a little bit below 50%, but not an awful lot below. But yet Congress is running way, way below the president in the 20s. And that is where it's where the problem is. If this BP oil spill persists and people start to go blame it on Obama and it starts to show in his job approval ratings, well, then I think the members of Congress have to worry. What Obama seems to have wanted to do, the strategy has to been to keep it around 50% and feeling that it's a pretty safe level to be at.
We're talking with Richard Benedetto, former longtime White House correspondent for USA Today. And Richard, and other issues out there have dogged the president the last few days as well, including what exactly was offered to Joe Sestak to stay out of the Pennsylvania primary. Bill Clinton suddenly became involved in that story at the end of last week. And then the president also took some heat for not being in Arlington Cemetery on Monday for the Memorial Day observances. Are those relatively brief stories, or when he's already reeling from a story like the oil spill, do they take on greater magnitude?
They're the kind of stories that the chattering classes of Washington and on the cable TV talk shows kick around, but they have probably little effect on how the people are going to vote in the 2010 elections. I still say that the elections are going to hinge. Those people who don't like Obama for, say, the Sestak deal probably weren't going to vote for his party anyway, and people who do will. But I think it's still going to still go back to the traditional issues. The other ones are just what I call noise in the whole mix.
Yeah, we'll keep watching. Richard, we appreciate your insight as always. Thank you.
Yeah, good talking with you, Craig.
Same here, sir. Richard Benedetto, longtime White House correspondent for USA Today. He now teaches both politics and journalism at American University and Georgetown University. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.